Joining us this morning is Paula Sundet-Wolf. She is the director for Cook County Higher Education. And we're here to talk about some good news from the legislature. Good morning.
Good morning.
And that good news would be what?
Well, the good news is that we are in the bill language for a reappropriation or reinstatement, I would say, of the funds in the I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, but there was a cut across the board, and it impacted us, of course. And we went from $120,000 a year from state funding down to $102,000, and so we are petitioning to have that $18,000 restored. We had originally said, could we ask for even more? And they said, unlikely in the climate of cutting. You'll be lucky if you get what you would like just from the reinstatement. But it was really positive experience.
You went down there.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I went down there with one of my board members, Janet Dittmanson. And it's just amazing, that whole process that we have for having bills through and the representation that we have from our legislators. Here we get down there, and Senator Tom Bach, who, gracious, he's our majority leader, is introducing our bill, is the author of this particular bill. It's Senate File 1478. And so here he is presenting to the Higher Education Finance Committee, and Senator Terry Bonoff is the is the chair of that committee. So he presents this, you know. So here we have the what I would consider the busiest man in the asking for $18,000 for us. It just seems amazing when they're talking about many, many, many much larger funded bills. So, but the interesting part was that, you know, being there, you get to testify, you get to talk about your program and how it impacts your community, and of course we're part of his district, and so he that's a concern to him. And I was really interested in the response then to the senators. They wanted to know more about it. Senator Bonoff said she was really excited about the program. A couple months earlier, it had a nice conference call with another board member who happened to be in the cities, and so sat in her office, and then another board member up here. So we did a nice conference call to talk about the program because we're a really unique model.
Well, yeah, because I would imagine the Senate Higher Education Committee and all of the other committees to do with higher education are, you know, they're always dealing with huge requests from MinSCU and the University of Minnesota and this sort of thing, and a lot of infrastructure, bricks and mortar kind of stuff. But here you are with delivery of service at probably one of the most economical ways it can be done.
Well, it seems like it. The bigger question is, are we paying twice, in a sense, or does the state feel like they're paying twice? Because we do, they fund MinSCU, they fund the University of Minnesota, and that's also who we're working with. And so, but in order to have a community college up here, which is would cost, you know, translate that request into millions instead of thousands is really the difference. So you're right, it is a bigger savings, and we're also helping enrollment at the various different MinSCU institutions.
True, and I'm sure you and I both remember the late Wes Hedstrom was always trying to find a way to get a community college up here, and I think this ended up to be probably the best and most economical.
Well, and it was thanks to him that we even got the state funding in the first place, I think.
So that's going to keep your staff hours up where they belong and other kinds of stuff. You depend a lot on telecommunication.
Absolutely. That's really the only way that this can happen, and that kind of segues into the other big part of our community is needing the broadband. A lot of our distance students are using either the online technology or interactive television, which interactive television, if you haven't experienced, is really being able to watch a classroom in action. They hear you, and then we hear them, so you can talk back and forth. And it's the quality is incredibly better than it used to be when
we
first started.
I remember the first time I participated in one of those things.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Those early international calls.
Yes.
Dreadful time lag.
It wasn't fun. But it's the way it works here, and it's working very well. Okay, and nothing is ever a done deal, but is this a done deal?
No, it isn't. I mean, they passed the Senate File 1478, as it was presented in the Senate side. And I haven't been able to see whether it's actually gone through the House side or if that has just passed through the House side or not. I haven't found the companion bill to that. However, Senator Bach said that it would be in the omnibus bill. So, again, it has to go through that whole process again.
We just read this morning where the omnibus bills are all passed through their respective committees. They're getting their final work now so that they can go into conference committees, which is where the rubber hits the road, where that's the two sides get together.
Yeah, so it's possible we'd have to go back down again. I'm uncertain of that, but Senator Bach was really encouraging, saying this should be passing without a problem. So
that's great news. And thank you for your board, the person that went with you.
Yeah.
To go down and stick up for what is really working very well here. You and I have talked about this a number of times here. And any news you get, Paula, let us know.
Yeah.
Because it's good news for a lot of folks who are improving and continuing their higher ed.
Yep. Glad to.
We've been speaking with Paula Sundet-Wolf. She directs the Cook County Higher Education. Thanks very much, Paula.
Glad to.